Good morning. Welcome back to the Broadcast Retirement Network. This is BRN AM for Thursday, March 7th, 2024. At our top story today, high school students volunteer to assist with tax prep. Joining me now to discuss this and a lot more, Eric Shoemaker and Annette Scholiger with Monticello Central School District. And Zachary Russa is a student there and also one of the tax preparers. Guys, thanks so much for joining us in the program this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Hi.
Yeah, and this is exciting. And Annette, forgive me, Eric and Zach, I want to go to Annette first because I'm fascinated by the story. Tell us a little about the Monticello High School Academy of Finance first. So let's go there first.
So the Academy of Finance is part of NAF, which is a national program. And it teaches students about all business practices. We teach classes like accounting, financial decision-making, entrepreneurship, computer applications. And in addition to the classes, we also, like this past month, we took students over to SUNY Sullivan Community College, where they gave us a tour of the college, but then we had talked to us about dining etiquette. So it teaches students, you know, it's and everything that we learn can really be applied, not just in a business setting, but in just, you know, growing up and like, what do I do with this glass that had, or the, you know, the glass among the 10 in front of me, right? Which one do I use, right? So that's what our academy is. It's really the business arm, we say, but, you know, it's much more than that.
Yeah, and I think it was bread and drink. That's how I learned on where to put my place, my utensils. Eric, I want to start with you because, you know, I'm absolutely fascinated by this. Tell us about the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. And we were just joking off camera that you're in the process. You and Zach and the team are in the process of doing some of these tax returns. But tell us about the program. Tell us what y'all are doing.
So, usually, every year, this is done by student volunteers. Most years, it's the students that are taking the financial decision-making class. This year, there weren't enough students taking that class, so we opened it up to volunteers from juniors in the Academy of Finance and then other students that wanted to learn to do tax returns. So basically, what we do is we set up appointments with people from the community. And they come in and we prepare their tax returns for them. And then we have them reviewed by one of the adult volunteers. And then we file their returns for them.
That's pretty amazing. And it's a volunteer and I'm assuming it's a free service. Zach, I want to come to you because at the beginning of this class, you had to learn a little bit about the Internal Revenue Service. Probably heard about it from your folks, like, oh, I got to pay taxes this time of year, that none of us enjoy that too much. But tell us about the curricula and how you learned to do this, because this is something that not a lot of Americans can do.
So this is my second year in the program, so I'm familiar with it. So Mr. Shoemaker this year, we had the other person retired last year. Mr. Shoemaker, after school once a week on Wednesdays, he would meet with us and he would go over tax law. And he explained everything we needed to know. He gave us we have a little note packet with things to know, like filing status and all the important stuff.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of codes and a lot of things you have to know. And then do you file these electronically, I'm assuming, these tax returns electronically directly with the IRS, or do you actually fill out the forms, have someone sign it, and then have the individual mail them off to the Internal Revenue Service?
So we have a system called e-file. So we'll do somebody's tax return and then we e-file it. So once, like, say I'm one of the preparers, I'll do a return. I'll say ready for review. And then Mr. Shoemaker, one of the other site coordinators, will go through it. And then once it's all good, we give them a copy, explain to them the return, and then we e-file it to the IRS. So it's hands-free for the tax client.
Yeah, really important. Well, Eric, Annette, Zach, I need to take a very quick break. When we come back, we're going to pick things up on the flip side. Talk more about tax prep. You're going to want to stay tuned right here on BRN AM. Imagine a new television network that will make you richer, healthier, and in control of your financial future. This network is for the policewoman in Nashville, Tennessee, the baker in Dubuque, Iowa, the teacher in Lexington, Kentucky. We want to make the idea of savings in retirement culturally relevant. But what do you see as a defining issue of the midterms? Especially for the smaller businesses, I mean, they are the lifeblood of the American economy. Featuring exclusive interviews, current affairs, and docuseries. 33 years old, you retired early.
The philosophy is money only matters if it helps you live a life that you love.
But you gotta start thinking about retirement as soon as you get in.
The Broadcast Retirement Network will drive very high engagement with premium partnerships. So this isn't retirement and savings for your parents or grandparents. This is for all Americans. And we're gonna change the way you think about money. Welcome to the next frontier of retirement and savings. This is BRN, the Broadcast Retirement Network. Eric, Annette, Zach, thanks so much for staying with us. Again, this is an absolutely fascinating topic. Appreciate you guys hanging around for segment number two this morning.
Thank you very much. We're happy to participate.
Yeah, Annette, I want to come back to you and ask you, you know, we were talking off camera, how common is it for this type of program to exist? Are you unique? Is Monticello High School unique? Or are there others around the country trying to adopt this type of program?
Are you addressing that to me?
Yes.
So my understanding is that locally, we're one of the only schools that are doing it, although there is another school, Eric was saying, that is trying to also initiate it, if you will. I have heard too of some colleges that do it. So a lot of our kids, when they get to college, and you know, they're professors here that they did VITA when they were in high school, they're like, oh wow, you know. So it's unusual for a freshman in high school to participate in the program, let alone, you know, a freshman in college to participate in the program, let alone a junior or senior in high school to actually be doing tax returns.
Yeah, I mean, it seems very unique, but Eric, I'm thinking about all the practical applications of this, not only preparing your own tax return, but if you want to be a CPA, this is a good starting point, because most CPAs, they start off with doing, not simple, but these types of returns.
Yes, and our former director here of the AOF used to be a CPA. So this program can also be used for CPAs. They can actually use it as continuing education credits for themselves. So it's not even just for the students or just for the people who are getting their tax returns done. This program is good for a lot of different people and for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah. And Zach, how many returns do you think you'll process this year or do this year? And how's it compared to last year?
I'd assume it's going to be around the same for last year. Last year, we completed more than 120 returns, and which saved our clients more than $40,000 in tax preparation fees.
That's amazing. Shh, don't tell Quicken or any of those, any H&R Block, because hey, you guys, if I send you my return, would you do it as long as I met the threshold, or do you have to be a resident of your area to do that?
So you don't necessarily have to be a resident of the area for us to do that. It would just be a little harder for us to shuffle the paperwork.
Yeah. And I guess that you think about security and privacy and all that kind of stuff. You have to be obviously be cognizant of that. Well, guys, this is exceptional. I want to thank you all so much for joining us. And we're going to check back in because I want to hear how this goes. Maybe you'll exceed the 120 you did last year, Zach, and the 40,000, you know, we'll see how it goes. Great. Thanks so much for joining us. We look forward to having you back on the program again very soon.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that wraps up this episode of BRN AM. Have a topic of interest? someone you think we should talk to, drop us a line. And don't forget, for all the latest curated news and lifestyle, wellness, finance, tech, so much more in all in one place, check out today's edition of our daily newsletter, The Morning Pulse. Want to search our archives, check out our latest content? Then visit our website. Hey, we're back again tomorrow with another edition of BRN AM. We'll have a very special guest. Until then, I'm Jeff Snyder. Stay safe, keep on saving, and don't forget, roll with the changes. Now is your opportunity to co-create content around any topic on the First Lifestyle and Wellness Network. Reach a global audience through our platform and co-own exclusive branded content. All of our programs are available on demand and also as audio-only podcasts, so you can take us on the go. Broadcast Retirement Network, available anytime, anywhere, and on any device.